The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Nun Vav. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ainun Nishmat Mor Zekenir Bi Yosef Ben Saram Abraham Ben Esther Ruh Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Moshe Ben Dina V'Shlomo Ben Miriam. Sarah bat Rachel, Sarah bat Rachel, Emna lefana lahim, Fuat ha-nefesh, Fuat ha-guf, Fuat ha-am, Keruba labo, V'chen yirasom v'nomar, Amen. Begin today's daf, Nun Vav, Amud Rishon, starting on the top line, Ru Mishnah ha-noder min ha-bayit, Mutar ba'aliyah devrei Rabbi Meir, V'hachamim omrim, Aliyah bechlal ha-bayit. We're discussing over here, a person makes a neder from the bayit, from the house. Not going to have hana'a from the house. So the Bimir says he's allowed to go to the attic. The attic is not part of the house. When you say bayit, it means the ground level. It doesn't include the aliyah. V'achamim omrim aliyah b'chlal ha'bayit. He says, no, that when you say house means the ground level and the aliyah as well. Different when it's a neder, he cannot go not to the ground level and not to the second floor as well. Hanodir min aliyah. But if he says aliyah specific, mutar b'bayit, then he's mutar on the raffle. So aliyah is specific by it, according to at least the hachamim, is inclusive. According to Meir, no, when you say by it, it only means ground level and not the aliyah itself. Look at the top run. Min ha-bayit mutar ba'al ha-der Rabbi Meir aliyah leta b'chlal ba'it v'rabbanan pelik yalit desfira leta aliyah b'chlal ba'it. Mihu? Modu da noder min aliyah mutar b'bayit. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Mantana, who is the opinion that says in the following pasuk? We have a pasuk that talks about nigae batim. That's the tzara'at that's found on the walls of a person's house. So the pasuk says, "Venatati nega tzara'at bebet eres ahuzatchem." That God says, "I'm going to place the tzara'at bebet in the house of eres ahuzatchem, the land of your ahuzah, your inheritance." So it says, Tana, bebet. What is the bebet? Because you can say, Venatati, negatzrat, bet. Eres ahuzatchem. What is the bebet? So it says, Lerabot. Now our text has, it's a yatsiya. Yatsiya means a veranda. It's like a enclosed porch. Which means that the laws of tzarat don't only apply to the walls of the house, per se, but also apply to the yatsiya. The Ran says this girsa cannot be a true girsa. Because we know from another place that there is no tzara'at in the yatsiya, in the veranda. So therefore he learns, lerabot et tzavua. That's his text, like we'll see in a moment, that even if the wall is colored, not only a white wall, but even a colored wall also applies the laws of tzara'at. That's what the bebet comes to include. Bed, extra bed to come include tzavua. Okay? Bebet, also what else does it come to include? Lerabot et aliyah. Comes to include as well the aliyah, the second floor. That means not only when it says bebayit, doesn't mean the first floor, but also the second floor. So the Gemara wants to know, who's the author of such a statement? Amar Rav Chasda, Rabbi Meiri. It has to be Rabbi Meir. Di'i Rabbanan, ha'amri Rabbanan aliyah b'chlal ha'bayit, lamalikra bebayit l'rebuya. Which is the rabbis say, bayit includes aliyah. So why do I need a pasuk to come along and tell me, bebet, and not only the bayit, but even the aliyah? According to Hakamim, when you say bayit alone, it includes the aliyah. It must be the bimeir that says that the aliyah is not bechlal bayit. That's why you need a special pasuk, bebayit, bebet, to come include aliyah. Habayam arafinu tema rabbanan. I can even say it's the rabbis. Baya kera, you still need a pasuk. It's like a dagamina, bebet, eretz ha'odatchem, ketiv. The mechubar be'arga sheme bayit aliyah halu mechubar be'arga. I would say like this is bebet eres ozatchem. It sounds like maybe I would have thought that it has to be attached to the ground. When it comes to negaim, nu inyan, it got to be attached to the ground because it's bebet eres ozatchem. So therefore, only the first floor I would have thought considered attached to the ground, but the second floor not. Which is it might be included in bayit, but for sarah it's got to be attached to the ground. That's why I need the pasuk to come along and say not only the first floor but even the aliyah. So it could even be going according to hachemim, which is normally, you're right, bayit includes even the aliyah. But by tzarat, I would have thought that has to be attached to the ground. Kamash malah, no, even including the aliyah as well. Keman azla, who is the following statement going like? Had amar of huna bar chaya, mishamed de'ula. A guy comes along and says, bayit bebeti ani mochel lecha. He comes along and says, I'm going to sell you a house in my house. Bayit bebeti. Or it could be like a room in my house. What is this referring to? Mar'ehu aliyah. So the Hiddush is that the seller can show the buyer the attic. He could show him the Aliyah. So it says, Ta'ama de'amar le bayit shebebeti ani mochelek. That's only because you said a double language. Bayit shebebeti. Aval bayit setam. But if he just said, I'm selling you a bayit, eno mar eo Aliyah. He can't show him the Aliyah, which is bayit setam doesn't include Aliyah. Bayit shebebeti. Okay, that's already concludes the Aliyah. So who's that going like? Le'mar Rabbi Meiri. It's got to be going like Rabbi Meiri. That stam bayit does not include the Aliyah. Because afilu tema rabbanan, I can say that that statement's even going like the rabbis. My aliyah me'uleh shebebatim. When it says over here in this Mishnah, aliyah, you could show him the aliyah, doesn't mean the attic. But really, I'll tell you, when you say bayit stam includes the attic, like the rabbanan. Also, what does it mean when he said bayit shebebeti? Bayit shebebeti, you could show him the aliyah. Aliyah means the grade, meaning me'uleh. Bayit shebebeti means like the best of the rooms, the best of the houses. And therefore, when it says that you show him me'uleh shebebatim, I'm sorry, when you show him the aliyah, it doesn't mean the attic. Really, you're showing him the choice, right? The best one, right? So therefore, really, I can tell you this is going like the shita of the Rabbanan. And let's read some rans together. Start from the Gemara. Bebet tichtiv b'nich'eh batim dehainu bebet eretz ha'ozatchem rabot tayatziyah. Again, we told you we changed that girsah. Kaki ha girsah b'rishchot v'amru b'tosafot t'lo girsin aleh deha b'turot korim tanya ipcha b'kirot ha'bayit v'lo b'kirot ha'yatziya. Adrabah, it says, not in the walls of the veranda. There's no tzara'at there. Uficha katav harav Rabbi Moshe bar Shni'ur zal t'lo girsin ha'yatziya la tzavua. Kelomar, bayit tzavua b'mine tzav'onim. That even if it's colored, the law is, the laws of tzara'at apply. It's tarikh l'rebuy, that's like the rabbi begadim. So I would have thought maybe you learn from the laws of nigaim on garments. Shat sivuim ena mitamim bebegadim. Hadush. Colored garments do not get tameh from nigaim tzara'at. Only white garments. Tichtiv tzemer upishtim. Ma pishtim shalonish tanu. Just like pishtim is raw, meaning it's a natural color. Av tzemer shalonish tanit. Kamash malan debuya. So I would have thought maybe nigaim batim follows nigaim begadim. Kamash malan bebet. That any wall, even if it's colored, good. Bebet eres ketiv kilomar bayit ha-mechubah la'aretz. I would have thought that it's attached to the ground. Therefore, the aliyah is not included. That's why the rabbis even need a pasuk. Even though bayit normally includes the aliyah, I need a special pasuk by Nigaim Batim to include the aliyah. Mar'ehu aliyah. Imratza mocher omelo lelokeyah aliyah macharti lecha. Right? The guy comes along and says, I'm selling a bayit shebebeti. So the buyer comes along and says, fine. Then he can show him aliyah. Because what are you talking about? Bayit shebebeti means an aliyah. Afal gav de griya. Even though it's garua, it's the worst room in the house. The yad lokeya ala tahtona. The rule is the buyer is always on the low, which means he has the lower hand. Because bottom line, I sold it to you. You want to say that you have something more valuable? Prove it to me. Mm-hmm. I can tell when I said bayit shebebeti, I was referring to the aliyah. It's got to be like the rabbis. Like, I'm sorry, it's got to be like the Meir. Why? Because according to the rabbis, you don't have to say bayit shebebeti. You could just say bayit alone and still give him the aliyah. So he says, no. My aliyah me'uleh shebebatim. V'achi kamar, mar'ehu aliyah al-ken al-kurak shel mocher. You could show him the aliyah, which means the mocher has to show him the aliyah. The kevad damale bayit bebeti. Bayit bebeti means I'm showing you the house of houses. Sarik librolo ameula. Vedavka damar bayit bebeti. Ha amar bayit setam. But if you just said bayit setam, then you can even give him the aliyah. Lo el amar eu garua. Now, the Ran continues and says that next this maskana, that we're learning that this statement can be even going like the rabbis. And me'ule means. And aliyah means me'uleh shebebatim. That's not the maskana Masichet Menachot. Masichet Menachot quotes the same piece and concludes that when he says aliyah, it means aliyah mamash, and the attic. And therefore, this conclusion of the Gemara does not concur with the conclusion of the Gemara Menachot. Therefore, the Ran wants to say that even though normally we will, let's say, posek like Rabbanan, but since over here, already, the Gemara in Menachot learns that this case is talking about an aliyah mamash, Now, if you learn that this bayit shintuzum an aliyah mamash, the only way to understand is according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir says, stam bayit is not including the aliyah. But bayit bebeti is including the aliyah. So therefore, the Ram wants to say, because of the Gemara and Menachot, we're going to posek like Rabbi Meir. And therefore, when a guy comes along and says, bayit bebeti, you can include the aliyah, but bayit setam does not include the aliyah. So he's not posaking like the way we could figure it out according to the banan. Based on the Gemara's conclusion in Masechet Menachot, then he brings the Ramban that has a different way of understanding. But that is the Shita of the Ran. We continue the Mishnah Noder Min Amita. A guy makes a neder against a bed. I'm not going to have an af from a bed. Mutar bidargash. Okay, we're going to wait for the Gemara to tell us what a dargash is. Devrer b'meir. V'chemim omrim dargash b'chlal mita. No, dargash is, when the guy says mita, it includes the dargash as well. I know derman a dargash, but everybody agrees. If you say dargash, mutar b'mita. Dargash is more specific. It doesn't include other beds. But according to Achim, beds include dargash, but not vice versa. So now, the Gemara starts to analyze. My dargash, what is this dargash? Amar ula arsa de gada. Like we learned in Masechet Moed Katan, it's a good luck bed. Mm-hmm. They used to have like it wasn't for sleeping really. It was a certain type of couch or furniture that they used to use for mazal. Look at the third line from the bottom. And then arsa de gada no agim ayu latziyam mital mazal abayit. Gada. What does the word gada mean? Mazal. Vedomelo besoperik bame isha yotzat. Okay, fine. So it used to be such a type of item. So again, when a guy comes along and says, Noder min amita, mutata vana from the dargash according to the shita of Rabbi Meir. Amru le rabbanan le'ula. So the rabbis said, Ula, haditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, kishen mavrin oto, when a person, let's say a Kohen Gadol that had, let's say, or a king, let's say that had somebody that passed away. So they have to do what's called a se'udat havra'ah. I mean, they have to give him the first meal. So it says, when they were giving him the Seudat Havra'ah, the king, when he had a lost one, Kol ha'am misubim al ha'aretz. All the people, they sit on the floor. V'hu mesev al ha'dargash. And the king himself sits on the dargash. That it doesn't make any sense. Kol ha'shata lo yativ ala. Ha'hu yoma yativ ala. The whole year, it's a good luck bed. He doesn't sit on it. Now that he becomes an avel, that's the time he's going to sit on the good luck bed. It doesn't make sense to say that the dargash is arsad gada. Why would the king sit on that bed dafka when he becomes avim? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's not a question. Matkif la ravina midi davi abasar v'yayin. It's no difference than wine and meat. Why? Dechol hashata iba yachil v'iba lo achil. Ha'u yoma anan yavin ande. Which means all year long, if the king wants to have meat and wine, it's his prerogative. But for the seudat avra'ah, the custom was, Davka, he eats wine. He has to have wine and he has to have meat because it calms a person down. So you see what? He's going out of the normal things that he usually does. And therefore, just like you're giving him meat and wine for a meal that he doesn't normally have, so he can sit on the good luck bed. There's no question that he's doing something different than the normal. So really, it's a good luck bed, maybe, this dargash. Ela hakasha. You want a question? The question is as follows. Netanya, we have a bright dargash. We learned in Masechet Moed Katan that when a person lo alechem had avilut, all the beds in the house had to turn over. Not only the beds that they were sleeping on, but all the beds in the house of the son of avilut, all the beds were turned over. It says dargash lo ayakofeu, but the dargash, they didn't turn it over. Ela zokfo, they would put it like on its two legs. They would stand it up. V'iyamat alasadigadau. And if you can tell me that's alasadigadau, v'atanya we have a brayta kofet mitato. The guy that's turning over his bed, lo mitato bevadu kofe, ela kol mito chiesh lo betoka bayit, hu kofe. All the beds in his house, he turns over, which means including asadigada. And therefore, if you're telling me what, that this dargash is considered the asadigada, what are you talking? How come you tell me dargash should just stand it up? It says all the beds in the house are turned over. Mm-hmm. So comes the Gemara, so therefore cannot be the good luck bed, because the good luck bed, you turned over, and therefore the gash has to be something else. What is it? So it says, ha lakasha. Well, that's not a question either. If that's your question, we can get around that question. Ha lakasha, midi da'ava, amitam yu'edet lekelim. Which means, it's no different than if you have a certain bed, it's also called a bed, but it's really designated for vessels. They put vessels. You don't use it for sleeping. Netanya, imaytam mitam yuchad lekelim en tzadik lechafota. So even though it said you got to turn over all beds, doesn't mean all beds. Beds that are not used for sleeping, for example, mitat shekim, you don't turn over. So then I can tell you that dargash really is this arsadik adats, this good luck bed. And why don't you turn it over? Just like you don't turn over mitat shekim. And what do? You just stand it up. So then everything makes sense. But dargash really can be referring to the arsadik adats. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, elaikash yaakash. You want to ask a question? The question is as follows. Netanya, we have a braita. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, dargash matir karbitav vehu nofel me'elav. Okay. A dargash, what do? You unlatch its loops and it falls by itself. This is talking about, God forbid, somebody's avil. So how do you get the, what do you do to the dargash bed? It seems it had loops. You had a mat attached, let's say, to it, like a frame. And you just untie the loops. And what happens to the mattress? It just falls to the floor. Look at the top line. Matir karbitav danu ludo otav. The loops. Bime avlo. Also, it says, V'i dargash arsad gadav. If you tell me it's good luck bed, karbitav mi itla. It doesn't have loops. So therefore you're out. It cannot be talking about the good luck bed. There's no loops on that bed. It's a regular bed. Yeah. This is a bed over there that had loops. See, they didn't want the mattress. It was a very, very thin mattress. If you're going to turn it over, it's going to get dirty.
Yeah,
it's going to ruin when it touches the moisture of the ground. So what did they tell you to do in Da'avilut? They told the person to do, just untie it, let it just fall. The back of it will fall to the ground, and therefore you have no problem. So therefore, it has to be a different type of bed. It's not the arsad gadda, because arsad gadda, there's no loops. Good, so now we prove that it's a different type of bed. Gemara says, ki atar avin, when avin came from Eretz Yisrael, amar, she'ilte lahum rabbanam v'raf tachlifa bar ma'arava, shema, it's a certain rabbi, his name was raf tachlifa bar ma'arava, davas shekiach b'shukad yitzal'ay, he was common to be in the shukah of the tzal'ay, in the tannery area. Right, where they used to work with leather. The Amar li my dargash. He told me, what is this dargash? Arsa de salah. What's arsa de salah? Ran. Mitash shel or. Leather bed. Vitolin litzuot misfata or. They put like straps on the side of the leather, seviv around it. Uchshirotzim lintoto. When they want to tilt it, onvima litzuot marukota mita. So, they want to establish it. What they do is they tie the strings to the bedposts. When they untie, what happens? That's the loops that we were talking about. They don't want the moisture of the ground to ruin the leather. Which means a normal bed in the old days used to have, let's say, poles protruding from the corners. So when you would turn it over, the mattress would not touch the ground because it's elevated from the protruded corners. In this type of bed, it was flat, it was flush on top. So therefore, if you're going to turn it over, the mattress itself, which is a thin leather mattress, is going to touch the ground, it's going to get spoiled. So what did they do during the Avilut? They kept it right side up and they just untied, loose, and would just fall to the ground. Therefore, it would not get ruined. So therefore, you see that what it was this leather type of bed. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Avir Miyam Mita, a regular bed, Misargin Ota Al Gaba Itmar." We have a statement. Ezu Mita veEzu Dargash. What is a bed and what is a dargash? So Amar Avir Miyam Mita Misargin Ota Al Gaba. The bed, you weave it over the frame. Now she says, Aran, ha-chavalim, the ropes, markivim al aruchot amita, over the actual frame of the bed. Dargash misargin oto migufo. However, the dargash through, they would make actually holes in the frame itself, and they would weave it through the frame itself. Ran, dargash misargin oto migufo, sheyesh nekabim ba'arkubotav, V'tochavim b'em rashid et tzorot atarim b'or. Again, the leather had ropes, so they would weave the ropes through the holes that were in the actual frame itself. And they were tied. They don't wrap it around the actual bedpost itself. Metibe, what are you talking about? We have a question. Keli etz. You have a wooden vessel. From when is the vessel considered finished? Of course, the law is once a vessel is considered finished, now it becomes susceptible to tum'ah. So they want to know, from what stage in a wooden vessel's life does it become mekabel tum'ah? Hamitava harisa, the bed and the cradle, that's the cradle for the kids that they sleep in, mishi yishufem be'or hadag. They would take the leather of the fish, and that would be like a sander. They used to sand the wood itself of the bed, the frame of the bed, smoothen it out, and now already it's considered finished. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'imita mistareget al gaba. If you're telling me that you tie the mattress, you put the ropes over the wood itself, lama li shifat oradag. What do you have to smooth it for? Nobody sees it. Which means if you tell me that the frame itself is covered by the ropes, so therefore you don't need to sand it down because it's really not visible. Look at the Ran. The Ran says, "Mishi yeshufim be'or adag kedei lahlik arukot." In order to smooth them out, liyapotam. Lama li shifat ordag? V'arei mechusot ten tamid b'rashei ha'chabarim ha'mesuragin agabei ha'mita. It's covered by the ropes that are over the mita. Ela the Gemara says, "Haveha migufan." Both of them come from the sides of the actual post, the frame itself. Mita aule ve'apuke bibzine. Dargash aule ve'apuke be'avkata. It's a different method of tying them. Ran. Aule ve'apuke bibzaim benekavim shel arukot. You have the holes itself in the bedpost. Mechnisu mosi rosh ha'hevel. You weave it in and out. The avkata, that's by the dargash, lulaot tiluim benigbe archuputav, which means in the holes itself, it seems you had loops coming out of the hole itself. Ubehem maknisim hashiris utobesvat, how which means one goes into the actual holes themselves, and one goes into the loops that are hanging out of the holes themselves. But therefore, even by the mitah, it's exposed, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah until you actually sand it down. So that's the difference between the two styles of beds. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha. Amar Rabbi, Mita shenakliteha yotzin. That would be like a bed that its bed posts protrude, which means, let's say you have a type of flat bed and it has, let's say, two poles protruding from its from the head of the bed and the foot of the bed, right? And then you have a crossbar, you know, attaching them. So you put a sheet over it, let's say, maybe like a canopy bed of some sort. So such a type of bed, you can't turn it over. That's in your art score. You have the picture on 56B2. But the point is you can't turn it over because it's not going to stay over. God forbid, when somebody's be'avilut, it's not going to stay. So what do you do in that case? So the Mishnah says, It's enough just to stand it up on the side, and it's enough. Regarding what subject? Regarding the dargash. Meaning what it is. That how do you, or ba'avelut? You just untie the loops and let the leather fall down instead of turning it over and ruining it on the ground itself. Let's read the Ran for a minute. Taran shenaklitei yotzin naklitein bet ha'etzim arukim. You have two long woods. Shema'amidim otah b'mita achat min hashoteh v'achat min hagelotah. One at the head of the bed and one at the foot of the bed. Mufosin u'mufzalin hen b'rashen. They're connected from the top. U'manichin kaneh mizeh u'mizeh v'alav porshin hakilah. You put the canopy over it. ויש שמחברים אותה נקליטים למטה, והיינו יוצאים שמחוברים יוצאים מן המיטה עצמה, ואין יכול לכפותם לנשת הקליטה, משום האחי זוקפה ודיו. Fine, if you can't turn it over, so you just have to stand it up. Comes the next משנה, נודר מן העיר. A person, let's say, makes a neder, he's not going to have an hour from the city. Mutar likanes l'tchumah shel ir. He's allowed to go within the tchum of the city. Remember, we learned in Masechet Arubin that from the city, the last house in the city, if you count 2,000 amot, that's considered the border of the city. Nafkamina for Shabbat. Which means when a person is able to walk, he can walk from any direction, let's say 2,000 amot from the end of the city. But the Hadush is that's not considered part of the city. Therefore, when a guy says, I'm not having an af from the Eid, he can still walk within 2,000 amma of the city itself. But what is the ibura? So the ibura, the Hakamim said that there is a 70 amma and change distance from the last house out of the city. That's considered like an addendum to the city. The first 70 amma outside of the city, that's considered like an ibur. It's like an extension of the city itself. Therefore, if a person makes a neder of this, the home starts, that's right, the home starts on the 70. So therefore, the law is he can go with, he cannot go within the 70, because that's considered part of the Eid itself. Let's read that again in the Mishnah. No, der min ha'ir mutar likanes l'tchumah, shel min the 2,000, v'asur likanes l'ibura, but he cannot go within the 70. Aval, no der min ha'bayit. Person makes a neder, let's say, against the house, Asumina agaf vilifnim. So he cannot enter the agaf and inwards. Now, agaf is when a person closes the door and inwards, which means you close the door, and whatever the border from the door and outwards is okay. But if the door is open, so wherever the door would be when it's closed, from that point in, it's ready to consider the house. Again, the Gemara will explain exactly this. Comes the Gemara and begins, Minalan, the Ibura de Mataki Matadame. How do you know the Ibura of the city is like the city? How do you know that 70 Amma extension is considered part of the city? And that's why if a person makes a neder, he's asur. Amr b'yohanad amar kirat, vayhi b'yot Yehoshua b'iriho. It says that when Yehoshua was in Yiriho. So the Gemara says, my b'iriho? What do you mean he was in Yiriho? Ilima b'iriho mamash. If you say he was actually in Yiriho, what do you mean? You couldn't get into Yiriho. Yiriho, there was a wall around it. How can he have been in Yiriho? He must have been within 70 amot of the city, and the pasuk is calling it Yiriho. So you see, the ibur is considered the city itself. Maybe it means he was within 2,000 amot. How do you know? Hakitiv b'tchuma, because when it comes to tchum, what does the Torah say? Umadotem mechutz la'ir, which means the tchum is considered outside the city, and it says Yehoshua was in Yiriho, therefore cannot be within 2,000, because 2,000 is considered chutz li'Yiriho, and it must have been in the Ibur, and the Ibur is considered the city itself. That's why when a person makes a neder against the city, is asur b'Ibura shel Eir. We continue the Gemara 11 lines from the bottom. Nun vav amud bet, anoder min habayit. The person makes a neder against the house. So now the she'ela is, what is considered the house? Eno asur ela min agaf vilifnim. So he's oseh is asur from the door frame and in, which means when you close the door, wherever that line is where the door is, so now when you open the door, so that imaginary line that where the door was, from that point inwards is considered house, and from that point outwards is even though you're still under, let's say, the lintel, or you're still under the mashkof that they call it, still it's not considered house. So the Gemara says, "Avamina agaf lahoch." Look, but from the agaf, from the door frame outside, is not. Now, that's really a question. Why? Mativ Rav Mori. Rav Mori has a question. Now we're discussing over the situation of a person that says that has a negat sara'at in his house. So he needs the kohen to come along and give a ruling on it to see if it indeed is sara'at or not. So the Torah says that the kohen goes along and looks at the tzara'at, and then he closes the door. And once he closes the door, so now he renders it tameh. Right? So he's got to close the door. V'skiro, like they learn he has to close the door. So the Gemara says like this. V'yatza kohen min habayit. First he has to leave the house before he renders it tameh. So it says, Yachod yelich lebeto v'yazgir. Can he go to his house and be masgir? Now, how can he close the door of the house if he's in his own house? So the Ran learns, he's talking about he has a long rope, and he goes, let's say he lives next door, right? So he has a rope, he attaches it to the door, he gets to his house, and he pulls it. Could you do that? So it says, Tamud Omar, el petach habayit. No, you got to do it by the The door itself is petach habayit. E petach habayit. If you tell me it's petach habayit, yachol ya'amot ta'at ha-meshgof v'yaskid. Can you actually stand under the door, the lintel, or the door post? Can you stand under there? Is that considered okay as well? Tamud omar min habayit. It says on Zos Masuk, from the house, ad shi'etze min habayit kudo. Which is, you really have to be off house property. So you cannot be too far away next door, because it's got to be by the door, but you cannot be in the house proper itself, so you have to be outside. So as haketzat, where do you stand then? Omed betzad the mashkof. Stand on the side of the door, the threshold, or the mashkof is actually the lintel. That's the two sides of the door. You have the posts on the sides, and you have the, you know, on the top of it is called the mashkof. The yeskir. Okay, good. And then you should close the door from there. Uminayin shimalach lebeto v'yeskir. How do you know? Let's say he did it from his house. Or sha'amat ta'atam ha-shakuf. Or he stood under the lintel of the doorpost. V'yeskir. Sheshgirom is got the b'di'avar. It's okay as well. Tamud lomar. V'yeskir et abayit mikol makom. Okay, from any place. But what do you see from over here? That they don't want the person to be in the... he cannot be in the house proper when he's doing the hisgir, when he's closing the door to make the house a tzara'at. He has to be like away from the mashkof. But what? Under the mashkof itself is considered bayit. But what do you mean? We just said a gemara that if a person makes a neder from the house, if he's under the mashkof, that's not considered the house. We just said from the the place of the door and inside. But from the place of the door outside is not considered the house. But from when it comes to tzara'at, if he's standing on that exact spot, it's considered bayit. And therefore, he has to be out of the house when he makes the proclamation. So make up your mind, is that area from the door and outward, is it considered house or is it considered not house? So the Gemara says, Shani gabe bayit, dichtiv min habayit, ad shi yitzim min habayit kulo. By tzara'at, we have extra words in the pasuk. And one of the extra words is like min habayit. So min habayit comes along and says that not only from the house proper, but anything that is connected to the house, so to speak, even things that normally are not considered bayit proper, like a ben edarim, but to make the hisged, you got to be out of the house totally, even the area beyond the door, which means normally when a guy makes a neder, you go after the shom ben adam. Bayit means from the door in, that's the bayit. From the door out, even though you're under the mashkof, that's not considered bayit. So then why by mitzorah? Why can't the kohen stand in that spot? Because he has to be off bayit premises to do it. Why can't he stand in that spot? Because since we have extra words, min habayit, and things like that, that implies to us that not only the bayit proper, but even beyond the door, that's considered bayit inyan. Tzara'at. So it comes out according to the Gemara. If a person makes a shivwa, she'eni nehene, that I'm not leaving the house. Correct? So he would not really be allowed to leave the door. Because once he leaves the door, he's already considered outside the house. Le'inyan, nedarim. Good, now let's read the Ran in this case over here. So the Ran starts, yelich lebeto v'yaskir. Right? The Gemara says, can he go to his house to Quinn and make the house tameh al yedei hevel aruch, right, through a big rope, right? They'll bring a rope and tie it to the door and pull it from his house. Tamud amar el petach habayit demashma srich la'amod al petach b'shatas. You got to be standing by the door itself. Il petach habayit kolomar ikat v'lechodeh v'just el petach habayit v'lo kitiv min habayit ava min eshiyamod al askupa tach tamashkof. Then I would think you sit mamash on the stoop under the mashkof itself. Lachi yisrich min habayit. You have to be removed min habayit from that. Lamed shisrich latzet chutz laskupat tach tamashkof v'nisricha achi al makot shem tach tamashkof af apishu min ha'agat v'la'otz av yukal bayit. But the fact that you need a pasuk to tell me that you have to be away from that area, that area is considered bayit. That says min habayit. You got to be away from the bayit. Oh, that goes against what we learned. Shani gabe bayit. Ektiv kera min habayit. Ad yisim min habayit kulo. Right, the extra min habayit teaches me you have to be off premises. Legamri dekevan dekatav nachmana min habayit yitera lebui yitzia aheret atavainu she yitzim mikol ma shetata mashkof. Okay, deha ilo ketiv min habayit elav yitzia kohen el petach habayit ava min edom etata mashkof masgir. Av gav dekhtiv yitzia min agaf lachos ke lachos kulo mikan. What does Aran learn from here? Leotan she nishba'in la'amod bebayit. The guy makes a shivua. I am staying in the house. The min agaf lefnim mutarim.
Min agafalahot asurim. I'll be able to stand from the door inside, because that's considered out, but from the door outside, under the mashkof, is going to be considered outside of the house, and therefore he cannot go to that area. But I know what I mean.